Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
How was your Saturday?
It was wonderful. Kind of an up and down game there.
It was.
Made me nervous a little bit a few times, but...
When it got to 10 points at the half, I thought, okay, Kentucky will come out second half. They'll open it up, get it to 15, and then it just won't dip ever below 10 for the rest of the game. But that got to 4.
Yeah.
Got to 6. I mean, Auburn just kept coming. And part of that was Kentucky's defensive lapses.
Yeah, because Kentucky kept scoring.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But they just... Yeah, it was tough to watch at points, but then like the last 5 minutes of that game, they just, I mean, if you can turn it on like that, and you know, you kind of definitely got the feeling, well, Malik's gonna just take every shot.
Yeah,
which is okay because he can make every shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There may be some times where that's not the answer.
Yeah. I mean, when Fox went out, you thought, uh-oh, this could be trouble. Seven minutes to go.
I even texted you at that point because yesterday we had a conversation about why Hamidou Diallo wouldn't play this year, or why Cal wouldn't get him ready for a scenario where they may need him. Mm-hmm. And I said, is this what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You said, yeah, exactly. Because 7.5 minutes, I thought, oh, my God, that's going to be a long time. Because I think it was the lead 6 at that point or 8? I mean,
yeah, it wasn't much. Yeah,
it wasn't a huge lead.
And then Briscoe had 4 fouls. So you got Fox out of the game, Briscoe out of the game with 4 fouls. And then Malik Monk took over. I mean, my goodness. First he does the behind the back, flip over the head to Dominique Hawkins for the dunk. Then he comes baseline and just monster jams it. And then later, the behind the back flip shot to beat the shot clock. Yeah. The kid is amazing.
He truly is. I mean, he really, really is. But in De'Aaron Fox's absence, Dom and Michael Mulder really did step up. Mulder played really well.
He did. He shows he has the ability. You know, I mean, 3 of 5 shooting. He was 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 12 points. But he just shows his ability to do some things when they get in trouble.
Yeah.
And Dominique as well. Well, we've seen what Dominique can do, but yeah, they played good down the stretch yesterday. Monk wound up with 24 points and 6 assists to 1 turnover. It's not bad for the guy who's not your point guard. He also hit all 4 of his free throws because Kentucky was not good at the free throw line. 17 of 32, which that's Briscoe missing all of his, Gabriel missing all of his, Fox missing both of his.
However, Wenyen Gabriel, aside from free throw shooting,
was
much better yesterday.
He was. Not defensively, though.
Yeah, that's still.
But he had 16 rebounds. It's been a while since somebody's had 16
rebounds is doing work.
Yeah. But Calipari, you know, he didn't say him by name, but he calls out the 4 spot in postgame, which he has all season, is they're spreading the floor, they're throwing the ball to the guy that, you know, that R4 is guarding, and they're just driving on him because our guys can't stay in front.
And that's Wenyen and that's Derek.
That's it. And that's the spot. And maybe Michael Mulder, they go smaller, and he gets in there. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is there. But again, Bam Adebayo, see, so much up and down. There's not enough time to stop and post. Sometimes I would notice that Bam wasn't asking for the ball, though. But 5 shots, you know.
Yeah. And you're right. I do think sometimes also when Malik is in that frame of mind, mm-hmm. like he got in that frame of mind yesterday, and I'm not calling him a selfish player.
Yeah.
But he knows he's going to take the shot.
Yeah.
So it's not... There's no sense in looking inside to Bam and getting things started in the half court. Sometimes he just pulls up as soon as he gets down, I mean, Cal yelled at him one time, there's 26 seconds on the shot clock. Why are you doing that? Yeah. You know, that 1-3 that he just, you know, badly missed it and didn't need to shoot it so quickly.
Right. Game time situation, that kind of thing.
So I think that sometimes hinders how much Bam gets the ball.
Yeah, I agree.
And De'Aaron is the same way when he's in there. You can tell when he's going to take the shot.
I mean, the two of them combined, 14 for 25. So that's, you know, you'll take that.
No, and again, it's hard to complain about our offense. They're averaging 90-something points a game. I mean, they're offensively, they're doing it.
And Bam, though, 5 shots, like I said.
He's got to have more than that.
Yeah, he's got to get more shots up because they go in. But, I mean, 7 of 11 from the free throw line. So he's down there shooting. He's every game he's leading as far as a free throw attempts. Big news during the game, Lynn Bowden. And so all the recruiting analysts are saying, the recruiting sites, you know, the guys we follow and look to for this stuff that cover it, that this is Stoops' biggest recruit ever.
To date, yes.
6'1", a 190-pound athlete. He plays quarterback from Youngstown. They don't project him to necessarily play quarterback, but maybe a wildcat package or something, slot receiver. But Randall Cobb is the comparison that he's been getting. So he Scout.com ranks him as the number 60 overall prospect in this class.
That's overall every position, the whole country.
Yeah, the 60th best player in the entire country.
Think about that. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's big. So he ran for 2,200 yards and threw for 1,300 yards and 57 touchdowns total as a senior.
So it's got Wildcat written all over it.
It does. Sounds like Walker Wood type numbers, except more, even more yards running the ball. So this is pretty big because he had his finalists were Penn State and West Virginia. But, I mean, Ohio State has been interested yet to offer. That's the only worry with him is that if Ohio State comes in late and says, hey, we found a spot for you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And he loves Ohio State and goes, that would be a travesty.
Yeah. Do we know if he's grown up a huge Buckeye fan his whole life or anything like that?
I haven't read that, so
but
I don't know. He was holding out, though. The word was that he was holding out for an Ohio State offer.
Okay.
And when it didn't come, he just eventually said, all right, I'm moving on. So hopefully he has.
I mean, according to his tweet, Dan, he is 100%
yes,
committed to the BBN.
Also on the recruiting front, Mo Bamba. He is the big guy. And he said that he played on ESPN last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said after the game, he's going to set his visit to UK for next weekend. He's officially going to go. He said, I'm doing it because UK commits already. Quad A Green and Hamidou Diallo have been recruiting the heck out of him.
Especially Quad A Green, he said.
Yes.
Like,
you got to come to Kentucky. Yeah. So next weekend, he's going to visit Kentucky. And Duke has been the favorite most of the time in his recruitment. And now, this.
Listen, I watched, you know, not to get too far off the rails, but I did watch that whole Duke-Louisville game yesterday. And I'm not sure what it is about the Harry Giles, Bolden, Jason Tatum. They're not gelling.
No.
I mean, something's not working there.
Is it Grayson Allen?
You know, he's not working for me, for sure. But there's something like... When we were, you know, watching Bolden's recruitment and hoping he would come here, like, he seemed like a dominant player, and that he is not.
Yeah.
At least not in that system at all. I don't know that he had a point while I was watching. And Tatum and Giles, they do some nice things, but they're not. I mean, these were 3 top 10 guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's... if it's the absence of Coach K or what it is, but there's something there that's not, and there's time to get things figured out, obviously, but there's something there that's not working. And Duke's like under 500 in the ACC for the first time in like 20 something years.
What Coach Cal has been doing is not easy, and we've seen it. I mean, remember the NIT loss at Robert Morris? Sometimes it doesn't work out, or sometimes it's just not as good as you thought it might be. Coach K is fairly new to it. You know, he's done it once, really.
Yeah, and sometimes you get guys that maybe all have already gotten along, and they're guys like, you know, this class coming in next year, supposedly, you know, they're all recruiting each other.
Yeah.
And this year's class, I feel like, seems to have a very good rapport with each other.
Yeah, Calipari even pointed that out in his post-game press conference last night, that he loves the chatter that he hears in the locker room. Like, he can be in his office, and he can hear how much they're talking, and they're yapping, and they're talking over each other, and there's some emotion involved, and he says there's a connection there. You can tell that they really care about it. They like each other. So there's a chemistry there that they've built. And that probably comes from getting here in July.
Yeah.
All of them being together. So did you see what Rick Pitino said about Grayson Allen after the game?
I didn't. No. It looked like he said something very complimentary to him in the handshake line.
Well, he defended him afterward. And he said, Grayson Allen is a terrific kid. And he believes that this is just a reflex that he has. Is it right? No, he shouldn't trip. He said, he's tripped one of my own players.
Mm-hmm.
So tripping is not good. It's a mistake. He shouldn't do it. But I think it's a reflex, like kind of like an elbow or something. When something happens, he sticks his leg out. He says it's a highly intelligent kid that wouldn't do this if he could help it sometimes. Almost like he's apologizing for him. And then saying, you know, everybody said the one-game suspension wasn't enough. Well, look, he's paying in other ways. I mean, you're not realizing, you know, what our crowd did to him, plus what he got at Florida State. He's getting this everywhere he goes. So he's getting it there. And then he's like, Coach K went to West Point. He over-disciplines. You only saw the one-game suspension. Look, believe me, he's paying in other ways. So I like the kid. That was all of what Pitino said.
And I think the kind of outrage over just the one-game indefinite suspension did not come from coaches. And I think that's because as a coach, you want him on your team, right? Yeah. I mean, you do. He is a good player. Yeah. Draymond Green, you know, has a kicking issue, but you probably want him on your team because he's really good.
Yeah.
And Grayson's really good.
He is. I can't stand him.
Yeah, no,
I can't. But he is a good player. Yeah, he's just... When I see the incidents again, like I saw the one they showed, the one he did against Louisville, like, how is that a reflex? He's laying on the floor and sees the guy, and he's like, boom.
Yeah.
Pops it out there. Complete decision, like premeditated. Like he even had time to think about it and say no. And he still did it. And that was number one. And so a year and a half and three of them later, plus the in question fourth incident that we're not sure if he did or not, but I'm glad Pitino thinks he's great and all that stuff, but yeah, he's not convinced me that he deserves the benefit of the doubt or any sympathy.
By the way, defensively, Louisville is very good. I mean, when it gets to be March, like, they can obviously have games where they don't score the ball and that could be their undoing, but they're going to be in every game. Because their defense is really good.
It's number one in the country. It's the number one ranked KenPom defense. And that's when a team can't shoot, all of a sudden missing shots, that's when a team like Louisville really gets you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to be tough in the tournament. There's no doubt about it. Look out. But to me right now, though, the best four teams in the country are Kansas, UCLA. I throw Kentucky in there. And then
you want to say Gonzaga because they're undefeated, but you can't say Gonzaga because you know Gonzaga.
No, it's not them. I don't think Louisville is top four because
I don't think it's Baylor.
It's not good enough. It's definitely not Baylor. Villanova, I don't know. They just maybe, but they play. I don't know.
I haven't watched them this year.
I've watched them, and I mean, they're good. There's no doubt about it, but I don't know if I would say one of the four best, because I think maybe West Virginia might be in there. I mean, they've had a couple stinkers. I mean, they lost to Temple very early on. They lost to Texas Tech on the road. But they look good.
When they play Kansas, that'll be a matchup.
They got some nasty defense, no doubt. All right, coming up today on the show, we mentioned yesterday that we have our Kentucky sports figure top 10 list, because the deadline this week was Friday. Deadline was Friday to turn in your top 10 so that the Lexington Herald Leader and Mark Story can put out the Kentucky Sports Figure of the Year, which is awarded at a banquet, Bluegrass Sports
Commission
banquet in February, I believe. So we'll go over that, because Mary Jo has a top 10, I have a top 10, and they're slightly different. We'll also debate Mr. Football, because that is going to be decided very soon. The votes are in. So I would think we would hear this week who Mr. Football is. Want to get into high school basketball a little bit. And then something that has haunted me since I found out yesterday morning, that murder in Whitley County that got on the news Friday. Triple murder. Husband, two daughters.
While they were asleep.
Allegedly by the mother and wife. I took that girl to senior prom. Just even saying that gives me chills. But when you see that story on the news, you have no idea who that person is. It's just some crazy person in Whitley County is likely your response.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel sad, but it's just another story on the news. So I'll tell you who that person is a little bit. We'll get into that here in about 10 minutes. We'll take your calls too. 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
It's basketball season. It's football season. It's the cellar season. Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game day specials, all NCAA football and basketball, and all NFL games on our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the Cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
Hello, Banks Floor Covering.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
We're famous for offering the newest in Carndean PVC flooring and helping with free estimates, expert installation, and affordable financing.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone at Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
If you love our military and the Kentucky veterans that serve our country, then don't miss this event.
Boots into Bluegrass 2017.
A live concert, dinner, inspirational speaker, auction, games, and raffles, with proceeds benefiting USA Cares. Friday, January 20th at the Kentucky Horse Park Indoor Arena. Give back to our vets by attending this inspirational and patriotic evening. Tickets are $50, and each ticket purchase sponsors a vet to attend for free. Get your tickets online at bootsinthebluegrass.com.
That's bootsinthebluegrass.com.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. local, and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So UConn won its 91st game in a row, and everyone listening to my voice right now knows because they broke into the ESPN, the broadcast of Kentucky's game against Auburn, and broke into there to show the last 20-something seconds of UConn's 91st win, which they were playing SMU. They've beaten 90 teams in a row for the second time in the last 10 years or so. So it's a second 90-win streak.
And by an average of 38 points over the course of that whole thing.
Yes. So I understand that it's historic, but it's also known. We all know that they were going to destroy SMU. So during a timeout, during a break, during halftime, but no, they wanted to go live. You had to see it live. You have so many networks. You could have just put it somewhere else to break into the Kentucky game. And then here's the thing. If you're going to do it, okay, show it and go on. You show it, it happened. You don't have to tell us all the history that goes with it. We understand what 91 wins in a row is, that it's a record. That's all we really need to know. And if you want to show it to us, okay, the historic significance, if you feel it warrants that, I'm not going to lose my mind because you broke into an Auburn-Kentucky game that's in January to show me a minute of history. Okay. Well, then
that was even what Cal was asked about at half in his halftime interview.
Right. They did all of that. And then they're about to talk to Gino Auriemma.
They cut it off. And go to Seth Greenberg to talk about the record. Like,
as if he is a women's basketball historian.
I would have rather not seen the last 20 seconds of the game, just only heard, like, let's go to Gino.
Right.
That's it.
ESPN has become famous for this. Is they'll have the person, the subject, speaking at the moment, and they'll go, okay, that was so-and-so's press conference. Your take. <I know. laughs> Why don't we just get it straight from the horse's mouth before we get it from a, you know, horse's rear end's mouth?
Good for sport, bad for the sport. UConn. I mean, and there's nothing they can do about it. He gets the best players, and he's the best coach, and they're always the best team. I mean, I don't know how you change that, but at the beginning of the year, you literally know who's going to win the championship. And it's not, and they win those championships by like 30 points.
I think it's bad for the sport. Because I think too many women's college games are blowouts. I just the disparity between talent. Like when you're a UConn and you can do that, it's like there's not enough of those really good players to go around.
There aren't.
There's just not enough. And so if you've got one, and you're playing a team that's got five, six of them, it's no contest. So,
I mean, they did show us a stat during that time of how many games were decided by 9 points or less, and it was two.
During the 90 win streak.
During the 91 game win streak. Two games decided by single digits.
Hey, good for them.
I know. I mean, it's...
And I'm watching the Kentucky game.
Yes. And Auburn just cut it to 8.
And what does LaFonso Ellis have to say about 91 UConn women basketball victories? I didn't know what he was going to say, but we heard it anyway. ESPN felt it was important enough that he's an authority on the subject. Hey, let's get LaFonso Ellis's take. Meanwhile, Gino Auriemma is speaking at the moment to one of your people.
And meanwhile, who's calling the Kentucky game?
Kara Lawson, Tennessee.
Maybe she might even have a better take on it.
Yeah, which she gave. So they break in, they tell us about it, then we see it, then they cut away from Gino Auriemma's interview, which would have been pertinent. Give us Seth Greenberg and LaFonso Ellis talking about it. Then they come back to the Kentucky game. Then Kara talks about it. Then at halftime, they ask Calipari about it. Oh, my gosh.
And he had just had Gino on his podcast.
Right.
So he then knew
that
the South Carolina game was the potential 100th game. And South Carolina's a top five team. So, you know, and he knew that.
Mm-hmm. He did know that 100 wins would come against South Carolina. Which, you know, I poll for the SEC and all that. And I am not really much of a UConn women's basketball fan. But I really don't care for South Carolina's women's coach, Dawn Staley. People say she's great. I've not experienced that. So I hope UConn gets win number 100. And then I hope they lose the next game. So the answer to the trivia question is Dawn Staley's South Carolina Gamecocks.
And then they'll begin another streak of 100. And in 3 years, we'll be talking about it. It is amazing to think they haven't lost a game since 2014. That's pretty crazy.
You're talking about three seasons, and they've done it twice now of just not losing. So, yeah, it's crazy. It is. But when you've got the best players, it makes it easier. That's for sure.
I guess there's just not a lot of parity in women's basketball.
If you look at the scores and stuff, you know, the discrepancy between the best and an okay team is like 20, 30 points.
And that team can be ranked 12th in the country.
Yeah.
And that's still.
Yeah, I mean, you think of Kentucky, which has been in the top 25 most of the season, just fell out, but UConn would probably beat them by 30, you know? Well, I mean, Kentucky.
And they have in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, they've come up against them. So, all right, next. I just want to spend at least one segment on this because I just feel you need to know about this person and what I'm talking about, the triple murder that happened in Whitley County on Friday, and the accused was my senior prom date. We'll talk about it next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's basketball season. It's football season. It's the cellar season. Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game day specials, all NCAA football and basketball, and all NFL games on our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the Cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times you hear about an automobile accident. This is a term given to us by the insurance industry. Excessive speed, alcohol and drugs, and the use of cellular devices are the leading causes of car crashes. That's right, car crashes. In most cases, there's no accident at all, just plain old intentional conduct. For almost 30 years, we at Morgan & Morgan have represented those injured and killed in car crashes. We try as hard as we can to put your life back together. The insurance company is our enemy and your enemy. Don't trust anything they tell you. Thankfully, cars are getting safer, and at some point soon, hopefully, they drive themselves and put us out of business. And that's just fine with me. But until that time, I'm going to fight like hell to warn you, inform you, and protect you. Visit ForThePeople.com. Power to the people. Offices Lexington.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again. Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, so if you haven't heard yet, you haven't been watching the news, I was, you know, on the news Friday night doing our high school sports show, and sometimes you just don't see the stories, and I didn't see this story Friday night, so I didn't discover this until Saturday morning.
Yesterday during the show.
Yeah, right before the show, right before we came on, I found out that about this triple murder in Whitley County, where it is... The police say what happened. And if I say something here, just forgive me. I mean to say alleged. I should always try to say alleged. But I might slip up and not say alleged. And if I did, that's just talking. Don't mean to accuse. I don't mean to convict someone on the radio. I'm just saying police say that a mother and wife, a mother of two, she shot and killed her husband and their two daughters while they were sleeping Friday.
An 18-year-old and a 13-year-old girl.
Yes. The name is Courtney Taylor. The husband is Larry Taylor. Larry Taylor's father was Jerry Taylor, a judge executive for many, many years in Whitley County in Williamsburg. Well known. Judge Jerry Taylor. I went to school with his daughter, Melissa, was in... maybe a year or two ahead of me. Knew her well. Courtney Lee was the name. Her name is Courtney Taylor, but Courtney Lane Lee is the name of the accused. And I went to senior prom with her. I mean, we went to high school together. I knew her all throughout high school. She was the cousin of a classmate of mine. She was 1 year behind me. She was actually a cousin of two different classmates of mine. I mean, you know high school. You've got, you know, close friends. Well, I didn't go to, like, you know, Dunbar or something where you've got so many students. We had 60 in my senior class. Williamsburg High School is, Williamsburg School is K through 12. It's all, I mean, elementary school's on one side of the building. Middle school and high school are on the other side of the building. High school is a hallway. I'm not kidding you. It's a hallway. That's 9 through 12 right there in a hallway. You know everyone. You know everyone. And certainly I knew Courtney Lee very well. I can remember when I first met her. She moved from, I think, Madisonville. She had family in Whitley County. And I was one of the first people to meet her, like she met her the summer before she started school at Williamsburg. And then when it came to prom, my senior year, I wound up asking her to prom. We went to prom together. I've still got the picture somewhere. You know, prom pictures. Mm-hmm. You keep prom pictures. I don't know where it is, but I don't even need to find it because I can remember it vividly. You remember your senior prom. Now, I haven't kept in touch with her. You know, you move on. I haven't been to any reunions.
So it's probably been about 20 years or so since you...
Yes, I cannot remember the last time I talked to her. But I've at least heard about her. Like, I've at least heard how she's doing or... You know, I knew she was married to Larry Taylor. Because I have seen her cousin, who was a classmate of mine within the last 2 years. And I've, you know, kept in touch with them. And so yesterday morning, I find out about this from a classmate of mine. He was still a really good friend of mine. He knew her as well. And so he tells me about this. So I'm still in shock when we go on the radio about this. I just don't, not sure. And then throughout the day, I just keep finding out more and more and more.
But her condition right now is critical because she, when police eventually came to the house, this is according to police now, when they came there, she did draw a weapon on them. And yes. After and they asked her to put the gun down, she did not. So she was shot twice, once in the abdomen and once in the chest, and she was taken to UK hospital with life-threatening injuries.
Yes, so critical condition is the last I had heard from the news on that. I've been in touch with some people who have been in touch with the family. And, you know, it sounds like, according to police, this could have happened well before the police arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And that someone who knew the family happened to go over, check up on them, and discovered it. And then, yes.
And then called the police.
Called the police. And when she came out of the house, she was armed. And she eventually pointed the gun at police. So how do you put your mind around someone that you thought you knew? I mean, you think about your best friends in high school and the people you know. I was talking to some of my best friends from high school last night about this. People I'm still in touch with. Don't see them often, but I mean, it's because they live in North Carolina and Baltimore and Washington, D.C., and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in touch with her that way. I keep in touch with these guys, but they're all, you know, in disbelief as well. How do you explain this? That this sweet girl, I mean, she was a great girl. I don't know what has happened over these 20 years, but I was told she loved her kids. She wasn't known to be a nutty, edgy person. She wasn't known to be off her rocker. She was known to be someone who loves her kids.
Which, you know, and I don't mean to trivialize it, but you've seen enough datelines and things like that where you hear from investigators or psychologists who deal with this kind of stuff. And the way the police describe it, both children were shot in the head and then had the covers
pulled over them,
which you would think symbolizes, as crazy and messed up as it sounds, a love for them, you know, not wanting them to be seen that way, taking care of them one last time, covering them up, you know, she... Yeah. I don't know. It's for you. It's, you know, now it's someone that, you know, you know, unfortunately you hear stories like this and you think, my gosh, how could anyone do it? But like you said, it's also another story on the news. And then there's another story the next day. So you forget about it. But this will, I would imagine, stick with you for quite some time.
It is. A friend of mine last night said to me, he said, I hugged my two daughters a little harder before they went to bed. And when I wake up in the morning, I will not be the same again. Which I'm not. I mean, it's something that, like I said, has affected me and haunted me all day because I just can't put my head around walking in to the bedroom and executing your spouse while they're asleep. And then doing that to your two children. You know, is it... Here's the thing. If she survives, I mean, she's going to be charged with these murders, and then she's got to face a trial. So she's going to have some sort of defense. But I get the sense that she didn't want to survive this. I don't know. I haven't spoken to her. But I could imagine that she wouldn't want to either. How could you live with this? How could you live with this on your head? It's just a very difficult thing. You out there listening, I mean, you just put yourself thinking about someone. Think about your senior prom date. And then you hear this, you know? So it's just very strange. But I wanted to at least let people know that this was a person that was, and this wasn't a necessarily a you know, crazy person off the street or something.
That's what we tend to think when we don't know the people involved in a situation. Yeah. And you hear that story and you think, oh my God, how could anyone do that to their children? What an awful person they must have been.
Yeah. This girl was not an awful person. Yeah. She was a great girl. Good family. I lived probably, I don't know, less than a mile where I grew up. I can see her house right now. Picture it. I can remember just when it was a funny thing. And we didn't really date, you know, but senior prom came around, and the girl that I was interested in taking, I had heard, was already planning on saying yes to someone else. So you know how high school is. I'm getting back channel information. So I'm not going to ask her and have her turn me down because she's planning on saying yes to someone else. So I'm like, all right, well, that's done. Well, what about this girl, you know? Well, this girl is seeing someone. It's known that they're dating, but it's not like all the way official. You know what I mean? Like people know. So I asked her, she said yes. Next thing I know, her boyfriend is out looking all over Whitley County for me because he's mad that I asked his girl to prom.
Said yes.
And that could have been bad. I'm telling you, Whitley County, that was one of those situations where I think I'm fortunate that I didn't get shot. I'm not kidding you. I mean, her boyfriend was known to carry a gun in his boot. So we went to prom, and then my friend...
Did the boyfriend go to prom with someone else?
He didn't go at all.
Okay.
And then my friend wound up asking the girl that I wanted to ask because it turns out my information was bad. She didn't have some guy that she was going to say yes to. She was hoping I was going to ask her. And they're cousins. The two cousins. So her cousin was mad at her for saying yes to me because she thought I was going to ask her. And I didn't ask her because I thought someone else was going to ask her. So then my buddy asks her, and we go, and then as the night goes on, we wind up hanging out more with the other one's dates than our own dates. It's just crazy, crazy stuff. I can remember senior year, I think we gave false names at Williamsburg Motel. Like in Williamsburg, you know it's prom night. You know it's prom night. The entire town knows it's prom night at Williamsburg High School. And you go to like one of only two hotels in the motels in the whole
yeah,
area.
There's not a hotel there.
Mm-mm. No, there's a motel. And you're 18 and you check in under a false name. And there's like three rooms like that back to back to back of younger looking people. And so we prepare the rooms prior to, you know, to going to the prom with things that we shouldn't have. And so the motel tips the police off. And when we show up after the prom, there's like three or four police vehicles outside the motel rooms emptying out the contents of the room. So we just drive by and instead.
Well, there goes that.
Yeah. And then I think we wound up at the safe party. You know, the school safe party where they say, you know, we'll have an after party that's safe. Come here. And I think that's what we wound up doing. But anyway, we'll move on and talk about sports. But I did want to mention that this was just not another story. That things like this, when you see them, they're people that have touched people's lives and have gone on, and I cannot wrap my head around what happened and why. I just wish her family the best.
And you may never know.
No. I just wish her family the best. Because, I mean, a son was lost. Grandchildren were lost. It's difficult. We will talk Kentucky sports figures of the year, sports figure of the year, and talk our top 10 list when we return on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. May you boy just got to
Hollywood, you boy just the Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is Ted Innebach. My family owns Body Shapes Medical. For years now, you've heard radio and TV personalities talk about how our services have given them back the energy and look of their youth. These are people you know, but it's the people you don't know that I want you to hear from.
I have a high-stress job. I run a business. I get up in the morning, and I'm ready to go. I'm zippity-doo-dah. I'm sharp and on my toes. I love going over there. They all know you. If you want to feel great again, feel like you're 25, then I recommend Body Shapes Medical.
Sometimes you get in your mid-40s and you're working harder than ever in the gym, and sometimes it's not your fault. And that's where Body Shapes came in. I'm stronger, I'm faster, I've got more passion, more energy, and I'm happier than ever. Without hesitation, I tell anyone to go to Body Shapes.
The process is simple. Come in, get your hormone levels examined, and we'll show you a plan. For $199 a month, you can start feeling better today. Call us at Body Shapes Medical, 859-410-6100, 859-410-6100, or visit bodyshapesmd.com.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
It's the big January inventory clearance sale going on now at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Save on thousands of accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Remote car starts starting at just $189. Plus, every brand of truck bed covers, tires, wheels, and Jeep accessories. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at inventory clearance prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89 and window tinting only $59.95. We'll beat any internet or competitor's price. So call or come in and tell us what you want. We have it at January inventory clearance prices and get up to 12 months no interest financing. All right now. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle. It's the big January inventory clearance sale at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters going on now.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This dude can't come out with a song that isn't catchy.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Everything he touches is gold.
24 karat.
Yes. I mean, my kids love this song.
Yeah.
And kids can sing most of his songs. I like that too about him.
Mm-hmm. But they're all catchy. I mean, all of them. You can't get them out your head.
Put your pinky finger to the moon. I mean, how do you not like that? So Kentucky Sports Figure of the Year, the ballots were due Friday, and Mark Story sends those out, and he sends them out to everyone, everywhere. I can't remember how many people vote, but there is a lot.
Hundreds.
Yes, over 100, maybe 200 or more. And they send a list of, he sends out a list that has all these candidates on it, and they're, gosh, how many candidates you think there are? I don't know, like 100 maybe.
Yeah.
And you got to pare that down to 10. And you send in your top 10. And then they tally it up to come up with the top 10. I think they even do a top 25. That's what they wind up with. I look forward to it every year to see what everybody has said and see where everybody wound up and see how your rankings compared to the final rankings. And so you did yours.
Yeah, and you can usually probably guess pretty close who's going to win it.
Yes.
I don't think there was any doubt last year that it would be American Pharoah.
Yes. And henceforth, it is no longer the sports person of the year. It probably started as the sportsman of the year. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was still the sportsman of the year last year.
Yeah.
And then sports person probably. And then once a horse wins, you got to go sports figure of the year. That's this year, it's sports figure of the year. Kudos to them for recognizing that and changing it. So that
because there were a few horses that were, you know, on the candidate list, and one horse made my list. I don't think you had any horses this year.
I didn't had,
they probably were in your second tier.
Yeah. There was just like Beholder did come back, right? Had Beholder kept the win streak going, you know, lost two races there, and I thought Beholder was done. I did not place any money on her to win that distaff in the Breeders' Cup. But lo and behold, she did. Songbird was thought to be just the dynamite, unbeatable. And Beholder looked to be done. And Beholder came back and showed them all.
And I think Arrogate was the other horse that was on the list.
Nah, see, no way. No way. Just not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough.
I did have Beholder on my list at number 8.
So Beholder made your top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8. Do we want to go backwards?
Yeah, we should probably go backwards.
Let's go backwards, because I've got a feeling in the next 5 minutes we're not going to get it all in. So
right.
We'll probably have to go to the 10 o'clock hour to finish up. So let's go backwards. I'll go. My number 10 is Walker Wood. 4 different Fayette County public schools reached football's state finals in the 5 years from 1995 to 99. So 4 different schools. From Lexington, Fayette County Public Schools, from 95 to 99, in those 5 years made it. No one has been back. No one from Fayette County Public School has returned. And then Walker Wood came along and led Lafayette to back-to-back state championship game appearances. And that's never happened for a Fayette County Public School to go back-to-back. Now, they didn't win, but... And they also had Landon Young and Jed Wills... And some other guys.
Yeah, Mason Allstott was a good player for them.
I mean, they've had some really good players. It's not all Walker Wood. But without him, they do not go to the state championship game back-to-back years. And I wrote that I don't think there's been a high school football player in this state like him since Males Michael Bush.
I would really agree with that.
Yeah.
If we have some similarities, I'm just, I don't need to repeat what you just said. So I'll just go ahead and tell you he was my number 9. I had him one spot higher than you.
Okay. All right. So who's your 10?
My 10 is Whitney Creech.
Yeah.
She averaged
yes.
50 points a game in high school. And is now she's not averaging 50 at Western, but she's still getting it done at Western in her freshman year. And we had her on the radio show, and she told some funny stories about
living in Jenkins. Yeah.
What is there to do?
Well, your coaches make you think that, people are robbing your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, that prank. But yeah, the 50 points a game. So Phelps Irvin Stepp in 79-80 is the only other Kentucky player, obviously girls or boys, to average 50 or more in a season. He averaged 53.7 points a game, 79-80. So that's it.
Yeah.
She also scored 71 points in a game. And it had been 41 years since a girls basketball player in the state had scored 70 in a game. But I thought it captured the state's attention for a good stretch there, where it was, how many did she score tonight?
Yeah.
And how close is she to 5,000? Because she is the only 5,000 point scorer in our state's history. And so I remember always checking to see, what's Whitney done? She didn't even win the Gatorade Player of the Year. Aaron Boley did. And Aaron Boley was fantastic. But a girl from the mountains scoring 50 a game.
Yeah.
So you had her number.
I had her number 10.
You had her number 10.
Walker Wood 9. And then, as I mentioned, Beholder 8.
So I had Whitney Creech 3.
Okay.
You had her way up there. I am a big time high school sports guy. So I have, let me see how many high schoolers. I already told you Walker Wood. So Whitney Creech is in there at 3 for me. I've got another one in the top 10. How many more high schoolers do you have? You've got two, Whitney and Walker.
And that's it.
That's it. So two for you, three for me. I could have gone two more that way. But all right, we'll finish this. I knew we weren't going to have enough time. We'll finish this and continue talking Kentucky Sports Figure of the Year in our top 10 list next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Kentucky Conservatory Theater presents Winterfest 2017 with the Broadway smash hit Dream Girls. This wonderful musical follows the story of a young female singing trio from Chicago called The Dreams, who become music superstars. This two-week festival at the Grand Reserve will offer eight opportunities to enjoy an evening of classic R&B with a dinner program. For ticket information, visit mykct.org.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
4 years, and he comes in, and of course he's got Sapp and Culpepper and Simeon Rice. He's got some talkative guys, so maybe he was really that way, and we just couldn't hear him, but he's great.
Yeah, wasn't enough air in the room for him at that point with those guys.
Mike and Mike, weekdays starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
End your day with SportsCenter at Night with Stan and Neil.
I need Stan. It's the two of us who makes this work.
You have a way with words, my friend.
I've been told that from time to time.
I think we're in for something special.
End your day on a surprise.
He's everywhere else, and now he's on SportsCenter. Kevin Hart.
He is all fired up to be here. David Spade.
DJ Khaled.
It's a major key to get me on this show, trust me.
End your day on a highlight. SportsCenter at Night with Stan and Neil. Weeknights, 1 a.m. Eastern on ESPN.
Monday morning with Greeny and Golic. Complete reaction to the NFL playoffs from Tom Waddle, Lewis Riddick, and Donovan McNabb. It's a football Monday on Mike and Mike, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
The Paul Feinbaum Show, Monday at 3 Eastern on the ESPN app and on the SEC Network.
Listen up, TV lovers. It's the three words you've been dying to hear.
Scandal is back.
And in the first 10 minutes alone, you're not going to know what hit you.
Oh, my God.
Know what's even more awesome?
I will give you a hint.
I can't wait for tonight.
The entire TGIT lineup returns. Grey's Anatomy. Scandal. How to Get Away with Murder.
It's TGIT time.
Hell yeah!
Thursday, January 26th, starting at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
It is ridiculous athleticism that you're seeing in the NBA every night, which is one of the many reasons I think it's absurd that Stugatz thinks he could score 10 points a game as a Golden State Warrior.
I could. Just wide open threes all over the place. No one's guarding me. So a couple of kickouts from KD or Steph and...
Just knock it off.
Just do my thing.
The Dan Levitard Show, now 10 to 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Once again, the Patriots are in the AFC Championship game. Deion Lewis became the first player in NFL postseason history with a rushing touchdown, a receiving TD, and a kickoff return for a score in a game as the Patriots won their AFC divisional matchup against the Texans 34-16. New England on to its sixth straight conference title game. Up next for the Pats, the Steelers or Chiefs. One reason Houston's season is over, partly because of Brock Osweiler's three picks, explains ESPN's Ryan Clark.
When it got to the time where he needed to make plays for the Houston Texans, where he needed to push the ball down the field, he was very inaccurate with throws, and he was also late on the one interception to Devin McCourty, and you can't do those things.
After the game, Bill O'Brien addressed rumors speculating he could be fired or choose to leave, said he will return as Texans coach. Houston quarterback Jonathan Joseph said he plans to be back next season. Houston nose tackle Vince Wilfork said he may have played his last NFL game, is going to take time to decide if he wants to retire. Falcons receiver Julio Jones dealing with a toe sprain, expected to be ready for the NFC title game against either the Packers or Cowboys. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting the NFL has submitted a follow-up set of questions to Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott related to the assault accusations made in July by his former girlfriend. Elliott's still in the process of answering those questions. No resolution expected this season. Any potential discipline from the league would be for next season. Elliott not arrested or charged in the alleged incident. He remains convinced that he did nothing wrong.
The Falcons embarrassed the Seahawks, and the Patriots beat the Texans. Will Pittsburgh's three Bs take down the Chiefs? NFL playoffs recap Monday with Mike and Mike, 6 Eastern, on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Would you rather be racing down a trail instead of racing to the next thing on your schedule? Then it's time to ride away from boredom at MLS Power Sports during the Arctic Cat Ride Away Day sales event. Get amazing deals with financing as low as 0% on new ATVs and side-by-sides and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown to ride away with a great deal. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change, not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times you hear about an automobile accident. This is a term given to us by the insurance industry. Excessive speed, alcohol and drugs, and the use of cellular devices are the leading causes of car crashes. That's right, car crashes. In most cases, there's no accident at all, just plain old intentional conduct. For almost 30 years, we at Morgan & Morgan have represented those injured and killed in car crashes. We try as hard as we can to put your life back together. The insurance company is our enemy and your enemy. Don't trust anything they tell you. Thankfully, cars are getting safer, and at some point soon, hopefully, they drive themselves and put us out of business. And that's just fine with me. But until that time, I'm going to fight like hell to warn you, inform you, and protect you. Visit ForThePeople.com. Power to the people. Offices, Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
So if you want to hit us up, you can on Twitter @DReefer and @MJP18 and then @ESPN Radio Lex. And tell us who your Kentucky sports figure of the year is. We're going over our top 10. We started and let you know that I had Walker Wood at number 10. You had
Whitney Creech
at 10.
Walker Wood at 9 and Beholder at 8.
Okay, so I got to catch up. 9, I have Kendra Harrison, the UK.
Yes.
Track and field star. And I think had she not had the one bad day in Olympic qualifying, I think she would have been an Olympic hero for the United States.
I do too.
Because she has the world record, 28-year-old world record in hurdles. And then she has something like 8 of the 9 fastest times in it. I mean, she has, everywhere she has gone and every time she's competed, she has been... blow people away, record-breaking.
NCAA champ.
Yeah. And then the one time, she just has a bad day, Olympic qualifying, and that does it. But if she had gone and gotten to the Olympics, I think she would have been a hero and definitely number one on the list.
I have her at number 5.
You have her at number 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to get to 8, too. I don't want to give away your whole list, though.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
So 8 for me is Benny Snell. I think about when I started following Kentucky football, you know, get old enough to really pay attention to it. And that was probably in about 8th grade before I really knew who players were and stuff like that. So I don't think that there has been a running back like Benny Snell in that time. For me, I'm going back to the 80s and what I remember. And I don't think anyone has been as difficult to bring down as Benny Snell. And I still, as much as he got the ball and all that, I still don't think that Eddie Grand realizes how good Benny Snell is.
He should have gotten it more.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and I have him at number four. I have him way up there. And that's because, like, I remember just how excited people were that freshman year of Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
And to me, there certainly hasn't been a freshman.
No.
To bring that kind of excitement since Cobb till Benny Snell.
Yeah. And remember, Cobb, as a freshman, they had to put him in a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean,
Cobb played, you know, all sorts of different positions and return kicks and all that stuff. And Benny's just a running.
He's just a running back, yes.
But, I mean, the way that people grabbed hold of him as our dude for the next couple years, I feel like that's why he was so high for me.
Fourth and one, I would expect Benny Snell to get it 90 to 95% of the time. That's why when they would be in third and two and throwing the ball, I'm like, what are you doing?
I mean, he's freshman first team All-America.
Yes, he is. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Look, I know Kentucky lost Boone Williams, lost Jeff Badette, lost Ryan Timmons as well to graduation.
And John Toth. But that offensive line, for the most part, is back.
And it should be. I mean, Drake Jackson, he redshirted. Tate Levitt, you know, who was in here in our studio when at the time he was expected to be the starter at left tackle. Well, that wound up being Landon Young because of injury. So you got him. Tate Levitt, you know, is going to be ready to go now.
Yeah.
And then you add Drake Jackson to the mix there. And then Logan Stenberg and Bunchy Stallings. Yes.
It's going to be a good offensive line. You'd expect that line to be a real strength.
And they won't have any problem at running back because you got Benny. Mm-hmm. But then Saheem King hasn't gotten his chance yet. And I'm telling you, I think he has a shot to be somebody who.
And the coaches seem to love A.J. Rose as well.
Yes. We've heard a lot about A.J. Rose. I think they're going to be fine. And we went over the receivers yesterday, all the potential guys there, but Benny Snell, again, to me, he could wind up at the top of this list in years to come, no doubt. So I went Walker Wood 10, Kendra Harrison 9, Benny Snell 8, 7 for me is, well, where are you? You want to go next?
So I have Whitney Creech, Walker Wood, Beholder at 8. Number 7 for me is Damian Harris.
He was close on mine.
Yeah.
I didn't make him in the top 10, though.
Just because he led, you know, until the very last game, it was the best team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He led them in rushing. He led the SEC in yards per carry. You know, you go to Alabama and if he had come here, like obviously he'd be the feature and the very best player probably on the team. You go to Alabama where everyone's a five-star.
Yeah.
And there's other, you know, Bo Scarborough ended up kind of stealing the show at the end of the year from him.
He did.
But to do what he is doing for the best team in the country, I had to put him in there.
I had him in there, took him out. Put him back in, took him out again. I just went back and forth. And the reason why is he led Alabama in rushing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a kid from Kentucky goes down there. He led Alabama in rushing. It could have not worked out. But he won the job.
Yeah.
Over Bo Scarborough and Josh Jackson or I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the other one.
Yeah.
And then they've got, like, the best one in the country coming in.
Yeah.
They'll have a freshman who's ranked number one at running back.
Who's your number 7?
Karl Anthony Towns.
He's my 6.
So, okay. Yeah. So we're right there. Yeah, to me, Towns just kind of took the NBA by storm the way Anthony Davis did.
He's one of those guys that when you're talking to that when NBA analysts are on and they say, today you've got to start an NBA team, who's the one player you build your team around today?
Yeah.
And Karl Anthony Towns is in that conversation.
For sure. Without a doubt. Triple double. He had a triple double. And he had, what was it? Was it 47? I believe it was in 15. He was the youngest player to have 30 points and 10 rebounds in a game since Kevin Durant in 2008. And then he became the third youngest player in the last 3 decades with at least 45 points and 15 rebounds in a game.
He was the rookie of the month every month.
Every month.
And nobody then obviously the rookie of the year.
Yeah. And the number one pick. And so.
And just an all-around good dude.
Yeah.
And he has been, since doing all that he's done in the NBA, has continued to be a great ambassador for Kentucky. Always talks about Kentucky. Always talks about how Coach Cal is the reason he's doing what he's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that about him, too.
Number six for me. Karl-Anthony Towns is six for you. Number six for me, Danny Trevathan.
Not on my list.
Not in your top ten. And see, I even say in my comments, I think he gets overlooked. Because you think, I don't know why Danny Trevathan gets overlooked. I think if we're talking about Jacob Tammy, or if we're talking about Wesley Woodyard, certainly Randall Cobb does not get overlooked. But Danny Trevathan led the Broncos in tackles. He led the NFL's number one defense in tackles. The NFL's number one defense and Super Bowl champion, he led them in tackles. And then free agency, he goes out and signs a four-year, $24.5 million contract with the Bears.
I think that's maybe why he didn't make my list, as I was thinking of this season with the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's hurt for the most part. I kind of skipped over the whole Broncos
thing. See, we're voting before the Super Bowl. So last year's Super Bowl counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so to me, the Super Bowl was the end of that season. With the Bears, he's done nothing with the Bears because he's been injured so much. And they've been so horrible to really warrant top 10. But I got to recognize the Super Bowl. I couldn't. He was another one that I agonized over putting in there. But I thought, the Super Bowl champions, he led them in tackles. He has got to be in there. So I put Danny Trevathan in there. By the way, I just saw this tweeted last night. Did you see Za'Darius Smith got a UK tattoo on his arm?
No.
Like, it's fresh ink. You know, he tweeted out. So we're talking, he was here 2 years. He's been gone for a year. This is his second season in the NFL. And just now he's decided.
Sweet.
After two seasons with the Ravens, he's decided to get UK tattooed on his arm. And it's low enough on his bicep, like it's just above the elbow, to make sure that it shows while he's playing. Yeah. And of course, his buddy and opposite end at defensive end there was Bud Dupree, who's playing today.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers Chiefs. And we'll have that game as well as Cowboys Packers here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. So I got to six with Danny Trevathan. Who's your
my five and my four were Kendra Harrison and Benny Snell. So we've already done them.
Okay. My five was Tavion Hollingsworth.
Not on my list.
Dunbar's basketball player who was Sweet 16 MVP, won the state championship there with Dunbar. And I watched the whole thing. I saw every game he played in the Sweet 16. And the teams that they beat, like the first game was against Mercer County, who was 30-1 and one of the favorites, if not Dunbar. Mercer County was one of the favorites to go on to win the Sweet 16. That game was insane. And he took over. He just absolutely took over. They got past them. Then I think they had to play Bowling Green. Another one of the teams picked to win it. Then they played Newport Catholic, who had one of the best players in the tournament. And then they had to beat Doss, who was just smoking hot. So the record of the four teams they beat combined before they met Dunbar, 124-12. The four teams that they had to beat. So to watch that, I thought it was the most difficult path to the Sweet 16 title that I can remember watching myself since I've been following it. And he just took over. And so they won Dunbar's first ever state championship. And he's the front runner for Mr. Basketball. You're going to include the beginning of this past season as well, his senior season. So that has started out pretty remarkable. He's already dropped 40 multiple times. He's going to probably get 50 at some point.
Do you think he was overlooked on the recruiting trail a little bit? Like, do you think? And I don't.
Well, he's slight. Like, he's not that big. No, he's tall enough to play, but his frame is smaller, and I think that's probably the knock on him. I thought that Kentucky would maybe, because Kentucky's losing so much, that maybe they would find a place for a Kentucky kid. They're losing Dominique Hawkins. Mm-hmm. He's not going to have his Jared Polson, Dominique Hawkins, Derek Willis, John Hood. He's not going to have that guy. And Tavion Hollingsworth, to me, is that guy who could fill a role the way Dominique Hawkins fills his role by the time he's a senior, you know.
Absolutely.
But I, honestly, I like it better that he's at WKU because I think Dominique hasn't gotten a chance to show as much as he could do, and that's only because he's playing behind lottery picks. So Dominique's obviously not a lottery pick, but he's a very good basketball player.
But Dominique knew that too.
Well,
I mean,
of course
that was, you know, a choice he made.
I mean, just for me watching a player, like I loved watching Dominique, I'd like to be able to see him play more somewhere. The way I think Tavion is going to play at WKU and get a chance to watch him play a little bit more, be a bigger contributor. I think he's going to win Mr. Basketball as well. I don't know if they'll win the 11th region, though.
Yeah.
My gosh.
I know.
Thing is loaded. So that was my five. What is your four? Your four was Benny?
Yes.
So I need to get my four.
Yes.
All right. My four is Tyler Ulis.
And your three is Whitney Creech.
So my three is Whitney Creech. Yeah. So Tyler Ulis, of course. He broke the single season assist record. He won SEC Player of the Year. He won SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Only Anthony Davis had ever won both of those in the same season. And then he was so small, you're like, how's he doing all this?
The only Kentucky point guard to ever win the Bob Cousy Point Guard of the Year Award.
And that. So, yes, Tyler Ulis was pretty amazing. So he's four. Whitney Creech is three for me. We already discussed Whitney Creech. Two is Mark Stoops.
I have Stoops at three.
You have Stoops at three. See, I would have put Stoops at one had it not been for, I mean, if you've been listening, you know that if Stoops is two, Lamar Jackson is one for me. So I would have put Stoops one had it not been for Lamar Jackson. Just because what Stoops has been through to get to this point. Like, there was so much doubt that it was ever going to happen. Recruiting class, so close, five wins, so close, five wins again.
Then a horrible start to the season.
The worst. That's when it was over. That's when I was ready to write them off.
Yeah.
That's when I said, well, this is going to be it. They're not going to get it done, and it's too bad. Hate to see yet another coaching change, but obviously they don't have a good grasp on what they're doing. You know, to start out the season that way, and they pushed through it. And then the negativity got so bad that nasty rumors were started about him to try to, hurt his character and make it seem like, you know, just to gain momentum to fire him. That's how bad it got, that stuff was spread to try to, like, a campaign against him. And then there's some people that still, even in the face of some big wins, nope. And then they beat Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
They go to, I mean, so.
This team kind of embraced that, you know, and Stoops, I think, you know, was the first one to use the phrase, don't flinch. Mm-hmm. And when a lot of people on the outside, and I'll say myself included, he didn't flinch either.
No.
And he stayed the course and you know, maybe if that Southern Miss game was different and this team went 8-4,
mm-hmm.
I might have bumped him up. But he's also up so high because of how they started and how they finished.
Yeah.
So obviously I have a different number one than you. And he was your number four. I had Tyler Ulis at my one.
Tyler Ulis, yeah. Number one.
I know that Lamar Jackson's going to win this thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing. He won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
And he won the Walter Camp Player of the Year Award.
Totally get it.
Yeah.
I'm also a huge homer, and he lost to Kentucky.
And that's all you needed to know.
And Tyler Ulis beat Louisville and bled blue from his eye. And he's my number one.
Yes. You can count on Mary Jo. You don't have
but
to.
But Lamar Jackson's going to win this award.
Yes, he is. Lamar Jackson's
and going deservedly to, so. He's my number two.
Well, he was already legendary because of the Governor's Cup his freshman year.
Yeah.
Because who got
Coming
hurt?
In, yeah.
Who got hurt? Whoever their quarterback was got hurt. And then
Kyle Bowlen?
Kyle Bowlen lit him up, right? Or was that the year before?
Yeah. Who knows?
Nonetheless, we know Kentucky was up
24-0.
Is that right? It was 24-0. And then Lamar Jackson happened. And that was the beginning of
this. Was it the receiver? Bonifon? Was it Reggie Bonifon? I don't remember.
I don't either. What I do remember is the beginning of Lamar Jackson. Was that game that launched him.
And then the bowl game. Their bowl game that year.
Yes. Then the bowl game. And then he just carried it over and dominated the early part of the season. Dominated. He was the talk of college football for the first 5 weeks. Just, he was breaking every record out there and appeared to be unstoppable.
His last three games were not good, and I think that if he hadn't built up all that momentum, Deshaun Watson might have come in and stolen it from him. But regardless, he's the Heisman Trophy winner.
And Louisville's first ever Heisman Trophy winner. So that right there.
Was he not the state of Kentucky's first?
Horning.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Although he didn't play at Louisville, but yeah, he was, I think he was the first. I don't know. Anyway, I can't think of another one.
Right. Historic stuff regardless.
Well, if you want to get in here, you can call us 381-1313. We'll talk Kentucky's basketball game yesterday or talk more about your top 10 sports figures of the year on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Like the legend of the Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Sunday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown invade Kansas City when the Steelers face the Chiefs. Then, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers square off against the number one seed Dallas Cowboys in Big D. The NFL playoffs are right here
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. A real change for your business with over 99.9% network reliability, faster internet, and superior voice for less. So call 866-928-4330 and get Spectrum Business Internet today. We've raised our speeds to 60 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. That's 10 times faster than 6 meg DSL for less. Add Spectrum Business Voice and get reliable business phone with unlimited long distance for only $29.99 a month. And at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day, so there are no contracts to sign. Just call 866-928-4330 and get faster Spectrum Business Internet for just $59.99 a month when bundled with Spectrum Business Voice for only $29.99 a month. With no contracts, call 866-928-4330. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The leaves are falling and cooler weather's on the way. Don't get left out in the cold. Make sure you and your car are prepared. Catch Car Talk with Trevor from Jack Kane Ford's Quick Lane every Tuesday and Thursday for tips and facts on how to keep your ride running smooth. Car Talk with Trevor from Jack Kane Ford's Quick Lane every Tuesday and Thursday on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I should have had you play Sturgill Simpson because he was on SNL last night, Saturday Night Live. Sturgill Simpson.
Yes.
From Versailles was on last night and... You know, he's up for Album of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Not country album of the year.
No. I mean, he even came out with like T-shirts or something that said, "Who the bleep is Sturgill Simpson?" It's pretty funny. But he killed it on Saturday Night Live. He did two songs. First song he did was good. The second song, he just blew the roof off the place. I mean, and you could tell the crowd was won over. Had they never heard him or seen him before? Yeah, because I imagine he doesn't play New York City a ton.
Right.
But he blew the roof off the place. He was outstanding. And he's been on Stephen Colbert's show before. Remember he did the Waffle House song or whatever it was?
Okay, yes.
So he was good last night. The rest of SNL was lacking, except for the open with Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump.
Which is just awesome every time.
Which happened to come on the heels of the compromising information that BuzzFeed reported that Russia has on Donald Trump. So if you know anything about that, you can imagine how SNL leveraged that for comedy. Yeah, he is the best. I'm so glad. And, you know, I don't care if you are for or against Donald Trump. You cannot deny that he says stupid and outrageous things every week on Twitter and stuff. He just says the most outrageous things. I mean, he called CNN fake news and wouldn't answer their question. He's ridiculous all the time. You cannot deny that. I don't care if you like his, you know, his proposals and all that. You can be all for whatever it is he is pushing, but you cannot deny that he is ridiculous. And because of that, because he's ridiculous every week, I think that SNL should be ridiculous right back with Alec Baldwin every week. But I'm telling you, I think maybe some
listen,
point,
they did that with like George W. Bush.
Yeah,
and
they did.
And try the Bush telling, before that, Ronald Reagan, yeah.
Try telling that to Donald. Come on.
Yeah.
Because I fully expect at some point during SNL's season that he's going to try to shut it down.
Yeah.
He's going to try to stop them making fun of him. Like, he just can't handle being made fun of. It drives him crazy. He can't stand it.
I know. And he said, but Alec Baldwin's, you know, impression of him was so sad and the right. worst and pathetic. And it's actually the best ever.
It is. He claims it's the worst attempt. Like, he's not even good at impersonating me.
To the point where, like, Sam calls it Gina. My shirt was made in Gina.
But they give it to him with Alec Baldwin, and then they gave it to him with Weekend Update. But he has to realize George W. Bush got it just as bad.
But that's part.
And Bill Clinton got it.
That's part of what SNL is. It's part of the fabric of it.
Absolutely.
Is the political humor.
It's what it's built on almost. I mean, it's.
I mean, do you remember Bill Hartman?
Yeah.
As Bill Clinton yes. in McDonald's.
Yes.
Just the after Bill Clinton had put on some weight and yeah. he was eating everyone's hamburgers like
right.
inside a McDonald's. I mean, those things are, that's part of the fabric
yeah.
of and SNL.
It has no allegiance. It's going to make fun. I mean, it made fun of Obama. It's not like they're, oh, well, we love mm-hmm. Obama, so we can't make fun of him. No, of course.
They made fun of Hillary.
Yeah. Oh, did a really good job
yeah.
making fun of Hillary. She's the best. Kate McKinnon
is the best. Yeah.
Is the best. That's the one of the reasons to watch her and Alec Baldwin's appearances. But yeah, Sturgill Simpson crushed it. Some of the other things that popped up yesterday. We're talking about Sturgill Simpson. Flo Rida is going to play at the Corbin Arena.
What?
Flo Rida. He's not coming to Rupp Arena. He's coming to the Corbin Arena.
Remember when he came here, though, and then his tour bus hit like a rabbit or something, and it was like a whole deal?
I don't. No.
With PETA?
Really?
There was something like that.
Did they sue?
Ah, something happened.
And he was like, you can have whatever you... Oh, that's T.I., isn't it?
Yes.
That's T.I., I'm sorry.
Flo Rida's "Welcome to My House."
Okay.
Play that music so loud. Yeah.
All right. Now let me tell you something.
I want to go to that. I actually like him.
About Corbin. When I was growing up, it was known that Corbin did not care for black people, like had a history of it. That's not a secret. Now, clearly it's changed. Florida is coming. But they had a reputation for racism.
Here it is.
When is it?
Flo Rida wanted for alleged animal cruelty case. In Lexington, Kentucky, police are still looking for the MC's tour bus, which is wrapped in a huge advertisement for his album, because witnesses told Animal Control that they reportedly saw two men on his bus kill a rabbit, get back on the bus, and drive away.
Well, like guns?
This was in 2009.
Well, they get out and shoot a rabbit?
I don't know. I don't know what the how they killed it. Yeah, I knew it was something like that.
Well, Corbin Arena seats about 5,000, something like that. I went and saw the 13th region tournament there a couple years ago. So, yeah. They've had the circus there, which, by the way, Ringling Brothers, after 146 years.
Calling it quits.
Doing that in May. I just saw a story this week on the CBS Evening News, a feature on Ringling Brothers having the first ever female ringmaster. They did a whole story on her. And she was in Tampa and doing her very first circus as ringmaster. And
that's probably what shut it down, Dan.
They let a woman in.
And it's over with. She probably wanted equal pay.
That thing, have you ever taken Sam to that, to the circus?
Yes.
And what'd you spend, like $300?
Yeah. I remember going to it when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Loving it.
Absolutely. I don't know how expensive, I'll have to ask my parents today, just how expensive was it back then. But I know now, last time we went, the tickets were... I might have got them actually free.
The tickets are not the expensive part.
Right. Yeah, the tickets aren't the big deal. It is everything else that they shove in your face. Cotton candy, $10. A stupid floppy hat, $25. Like, a hat that's going in the garbage 2 weeks later.
And it's not even where you can, like, walk by where they're selling it, go to your seat, mm-mm, and tell your kid, you know, hope, mm-mm, your kid didn't see it. They come right up to you waving the neon light flashing stuff, like, yeah, do you want this, like, yeah I want it,
yeah,
I want it now,
sure do. And that kid's getting it, that kid, yeah, right in front of me,
they're plants, it. They've, yeah, got to be plants. by the circus and who or whoever, yeah, like the kid in, there's one kid in every row, it's like, yeah, the where the parents buy them everything and, right, then the other kids see it.
Oh. Yeah, I go, one thing. Pick one thing, and we'll get that.
And literally, when you leave the circus and get home, they could care less about it.
Right. So expensive. Disney on Ice. Oh, my. Same thing. Same thing.
By the way, I do want to mention we've had two tweeters. Yesterday, it was Bruce Pyle, and today, Scott Meyer, both tweeted us in that Justin Thomas...
Yeah.
Needs to be an early leader for Sports Figure of the Year for next year. I do believe he's leading the tournament this weekend by like 7 shots or something, right?
A little more than 7
is
now.
It?
So he shot a 59 opening round.
That's so ridiculous. Yeah, he set the 36.
The, yeah.
And the 36 hole record too, right?
Yeah, and then he shot the next day, he shot a 64.
That's so
yesterday
stupid.
He shot a 65. He is now 22 under.
But he's a St. X product.
Yes,
don't know.
Yes. Justin Thomas went to St. X. Did he play at Alabama golf?
Yeah.
And so St. Xavier kid that is tearing it up. Absolutely. Yeah. I had him written down on my list of things to bring up because he is crushing. And we're crushing our advertisements right now. they're wondering where their break is. So we better get to it. And we'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Spring is here.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times we represent those hurt on the job.
fighting for disability benefits, or injured due to no fault of their own, car crashes, physical attacks at a place of business, and medical mistakes. And I want to tell you something very important. Of course, the loss of income is devastating. Most families live paycheck to paycheck. But I find in our clients suffering something more important than the loss of money or a paycheck. It's the loss of one's honor, respect, and dignity. Providing for our families is what we do. It's our job, our purpose. For me and our lawyers, trying to restore that purpose and pride is our job number one. We're here to help you and your family at your hour of need. Dignity, honor, respect. In the end, it's all we have. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
I'm in control of my world. My world is the same every day.
Every minute, my world seems to get a little smaller. My world is driving me crazy.
My world. What world? If your world is controlled by alcohol, there is hope.
We're AA. Alcoholics helping other alcoholics get sober for more than 70 years.
You'll find us in the phone book, your local newspaper, or on the web at AA.org. Alcoholics Anonymous.
Banks Floor Covering.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Yes, we have.
That's my son. He always talked about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest in flooring choices for your home. Your son keeps calling us looking for everything.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN. Sports Radio. 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
John Calipari and Bruce Pearl were bitter, bitter rivals for the longest time when Calipari was at Memphis and Pearl was at Tennessee.
And then even when Pearl was at Tennessee here,
yeah.
And Cal, when Cal was here.
Because Memphis was little brother. Tennessee is the university of that state. There is Vanderbilt there. There is Memphis there. But it's Tennessee. It's Big Orange Country. And Memphis is just trying to make its way. So there were rivals there. And then, like you said, here, because Bruce would wear, wouldn't he put on the orange jacket?
Yes.
Every time, yeah, that god-awful thing. But I liked it. I liked that he put it on anyway. So Bruce was super complimentary of Calipari after the game yesterday. Said that one of the greatest jobs ever done in the history of college basketball was what Calipari did at UMass. You consider what the program was before Calipari got there. Consider what it became while he was there and what it has been since he has been gone. And Rick Pitino even complimented him on the job he did at UMass a few weeks ago. And then Pearl just went into that it matters to beat John Calipari in Kentucky. It matters. And I want Calipari to be mad. He used another phrase, but I want him to be upset when we beat him like we did last year. And so there was some fun going on with that. But Bruce Pearl said, I think he was asked something about why they don't like each other or something about the relationship. And he said, I would imagine that the things that I don't like about John Calipari are the things that he doesn't like about me. And so on that, one of the final questions of Calipari's press conference yesterday, post game, was from the Herald Leader's Jerry Tipton, which some of the stuff Jerry Tipton asks sometime is just wonderful. Like you're thinking, where did he come up with that? Yeah. Some of the stuff is out of left field. I mean, but Jerry does a great job, I think. I mean, I know he gets a lot of flack from people, but he holds people accountable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're a fan of that person or thing or what, I mean, Kentucky basketball, sometimes you don't want it to be held accountable. I mean, Jerry's going to do it anyway. But sometimes, to his, some people think he goes a little overboard with that, or he takes a negative angle or whatever. If he's not there, it's just a love fest sometimes. To me, anyway. So, like, but some of the questions he asked, like, remember the question he asked to Ryan Harrow? Your voice is a little mousy. do you wish it was more husky? Huskier voice? Do you wish sometimes that you had a...
I do not remember
that. You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember when Cal kept talking about beer muscles. And then Cal said, you know what I'm talking about, Jerry. And Jerry Tipton goes, I have white wine muscles.
But it's great because Calipari recognizes. See, Calipari will say things, and he's exaggerating. Like, I mean, he exaggerates. Well, younger folks, less experienced people, will just take that and run with it, and whatever he said is what he said. Well, Jerry always checks it. He's not going to just type it out and print it and publish it without verifying what Calipari said is the truth. So then if Calipari says, the game's a sellout, Jerry comes back and says, well, it's not actually a sellout yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Calipari knows that Tipton keeps him accountable all the time, and so he tries to get his goat a little bit. But Jerry gives it right back.
Yes, he does.
I mean, this isn't Jerry's first coach, you know? I mean, he's been doing this a long time. So this yesterday was fantastic.
Bruce also said he took us back to when you were at Memphis and he was at Tennessee. And coming forward, he said that he likes to think that the things he doesn't like about you are the things you don't like about him. What is it about you two that's so unlikable?
Why would he think I don't like him? you guys, it doesn't matter what I say. It'll be here's what he meant. You guys read my mind. Look, he is. It's funny because the styles are totally different. They do stuff on the baseline out of bounds, on the side out of bounds. They'll do different things in how they play, and we're playing a totally different way in what we're trying to do. And we had some great games. I don't think we ever played when I was at UMass. I don't believe so. We had some great games for a while when he was at Tennessee and I was at Memphis. We beat him. He beat us. Does anybody know the record? I could care less, or nor do I know. I would guess that we've won more than he's won. That's my guess. That was a joke. But... it's like I said, you're competing in a league. You're trying to do your best and you're going against guys, but I have no problem with Bruce doing a good job.
Yeah, and then that's where Jerry would write, here's the actual record.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what Calipari's record was against Tennessee while at Memphis. Yeah, exactly. That's good stuff. Need to have some fun, and they do, no doubt. All right, one more segment left, and we're going to talk a little bit about these NFL playoffs, which are on our air today, 4:30 Packers-Cowboys, 8:20 Steelers-Chiefs on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We hope that they are better games than what we got yesterday.
Absolutely. We'll talk about it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Why is Seaview Outfitters as good as it is? The idea started with Steve and his boyhood trips to Alaska. The great outdoors, the lifestyle, and the clothing that help people live it. That's what the Seaview is all about. The right clothing and gear for any outdoor pursuit. Brand names you know and love, and people whose passion for the outdoors will rival your own. West Main Street next to Tony's Steaks and Seafood, downtown Lexington. Online at SeaviewOutfitters.com. Seaview Outfitters,
carrying Patagonia, Arc'teryx, Yeti, and more.
Hey everybody, this is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. We asked people what they wanted in their HVAC equipment. They told us a brand that has stood the test of time and has a proven reliability record. We have delivered. We install American Standard HVAC equipment. American Standard has been a leader in the HVAC industry for over 100 years. We can bring American Standard into your home. Call us today at 859-519-6382 for a free estimate to replace your old or broken HVAC system.
ADA is on the way.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. That means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
He's the founding member, the voice, and the songwriter of the legendary Moody Blues. The volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series and Hybrid Springwater present Justin Hayward in concert.
Nights in white satin.
Justin Hayward in concert, Lexington Opera House, Tuesday, February 14th. For tickets, 233-3535, presented by Hybrid Springwater and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, the holidays are over. It's January. But why not continue that holiday feeling at Tony's? Great food, great service, and that family atmosphere that everyone has come to love. Right across from Triangle Park, it's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. Visit them at tonysteaksandseafood.com and keep the holidays going.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
4:30 today, Packers, Cowboys. On TV, it's on Fox. On the radio, it's on us. And then that is followed by Steelers, Chiefs. That's on NBC. It was moved from 1 p.m. due to the ice storm that's expected to hit the area today. Maybe it's hitting the area right now. I don't know. But they were expecting a bad ice storm, and so they moved the game in hopes that the ice storm will be gone by then, and then it'll give emergency management crews time to clean up after the storm to allow folks to get in there. So you don't know what the conditions are going to be for that game, but gosh, you got to think Packers, Cowboys, Steelers, Chiefs are going to be better than what we saw from Seahawks, Falcons, Texans, Patriots.
Well, and half of the conference championships are set. So Atlanta's going to the NFC championship game, and the Patriots are going to their sixth straight AFC championship game.
Six in a row. It's just crazy.
Deion Lewis was phenomenal yesterday.
You know, the Texans, you thought, you know, it was 14-13. You thought with that defense, just maybe they kept getting turnovers, but they just don't have enough firepower offensively. And you would think with Fuller and Hopkins and, you know, Lamar Miller, but their tight end,
Fedorowicz.
Yeah, he was not good. So who you got? Packers, Cowboys. Who you think wins that game? That's a flip of a coin, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to say I feel like this is probably the Cowboys are going to get it done.
I think this is where Aaron Rodgers keeps going. Aaron Rodgers gets them. They are on such a roll right now. They're hot. Cowboys have sat at home for a week. They got a rookie running back and a rookie quarterback, which have both been outstanding. But Aaron Rodgers and company, they've been here before.
I know, and that's
and weather is no factor.
No factor. I don't know. I just have a feeling that two rookies are going to make their way to the NFC Championship game. I just do.
I'm so impressed with Dak Prescott. Really like him, but cannot stand the Cowboys. Not a Packers fan either. I'm a Bears fan, but I'll take the Pack. Steelers, Chiefs. Who you got in this one? Another tough one.
It is a tough one because the Chiefs like fly under the radar all year, but they are a good team. But you got to love Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown. That is just...
It's a big three.
It is a big three. And when they are clicking on all cylinders, which it appears they are, I guess Ben's foot injury, you know, how serious that is, how much that hampers him will, you know, could be a factor. But I'm going to go Steelers.
Big Ben is another one who's been here before. And Alex Smith, not as much. But the Chiefs don't turn the ball over, hardly ever.
And they turn you over.
And that defense hits you in the mouth. I mean, they are so violent. They are just nasty. I'm going Chiefs because they're at home, and I had picked the Chiefs already. I've got the Chiefs in this one, and I got the Chiefs upsetting the Patriots next week, too.
Would that be in Foxborough?
It will be.
Regardless, right? Because, yeah.
Because Patriots got the number one overall seed. There were some vulnerabilities.
If the Packers win, they will play in Atlanta.
Correct. There were some vulnerabilities shown by the Patriots yesterday, I thought. And I think
But they still won by 20.
Yeah.
that's the thing.
And then the Chiefs' problem is what's similar to Houston's problem is the defense is great, but the offense isn't moving.
Although I don't think Alex Smith is nearly as bad as Brock Osweiler.
No. Alex Smith can get it done.
Will that go down as historically one of the worst contracts given to someone after playing just a couple of games?
Yeah. Has
They are paying him so much money to be bad.
There have been other examples. I'm trying to think now, but there have been other ones. Obviously, where they've paid him a ton and nothing. What was the guy? Oh, it's killing me. He was the Falcons' backup to Mike Vick. And when Vick got hurt, he came in and crushed. And then he went to, maybe it was Houston.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. And then he hosted a radio show in Atlanta for a long time.
Mm-hmm. They paid him a ton and he just did not work out.
You know what? Matt Flynn got some big contracts.
Yeah.
It's going to crush me when I can't think of this name.
I think if the Chiefs, the momentum of beating the Steelers for the Chiefs will carry into New England. New England is so, so good at finding out what you do well and figuring out a way to take that away. And they have just such a great championship pedigree. But I don't know. I'm just going. Good thing I'm not betting on it because I'm
Matt
not...
Schaub.
Schaub. That's it. Schaub. Yeah, he wasn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't so good.
No.
And they paid him a lot of money.
You know what? Same thing with Matt Cassel.
Yep.
And I think that was the Chiefs. He went to the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
After that year with the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And then he came to the Vikings. Oh, boy.
And then National Talk Radio, Sports Talk. And especially in Boston, has been enamored with the when does Tom Brady step away and is what do they do with Jimmy Garoppolo? His name is Jimmy Garoppolo. I guarantee you Jimmy Garoppolo is not good anywhere else.
Yeah, he's only going to be
good in New England. Only there will he be any good. So...
Yeah, so and I did love part of the national championship game. So that didn't that wasn't it a former walk on who caught all their touchdown passes?
Hunter Renfro,
short
for the second year in a row.
Yeah, short white guy.
Yeah,
and people kept tweeting out pictures of Bill Belichick to him saying,
"Oh yeah,
I'll see you next year."
They'll
see you in a couple years. Yeah,
they unveiled another one last night. That Chris Hogan guy. Yeah. Where did he come from? I think they said he played at some junior college in New Jersey.
They unveiled another one.
They did.
And another one.
At Wes Welker, Julian Edelman.
Danny Amendola.
Amendola. Now Chris Hogan. Hunter Renfro joined the club.
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, how did Dickie Lyons Jr. miss the boat? Derek Adney missed the boat.
I know.
And, you know, the Patriots are getting it done without Gronk. You know? Chris Hogan.
Yeah.
Danny Amendola. They shouldn't be able to do this.
No.
They just shouldn't. It's insane. It's just Belichick's way of finding a guy who's going to do team first all the time in everything. All team, all the time, everything.
And Tom Brady still is fiery today as yeah. he's ever been.
He showed up in the post-game press conference with a Belichick on. He's got the cut-off sweatshirt thing. It's like cut at the neck. The arms are cut out. And then Belichick shows up in a dress shirt. It was worlds reversed. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, tuning in this week. Kentucky plays Tuesday night against Mississippi State at 7 o'clock. And then next Saturday at South Carolina. A big game there. That's at 6 o'clock. We'll be back on the air 10 a.m. Saturday morning. Until then, thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Have a great weekend. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
This guy is so...